Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Please let me know when I take your call if you can hear me clearly or not. I've been having some connection issues on my shows, and the sound isn't coming through as best as it should, or as best as it could. So today, I'll be reading from my deck, Getting Into the Vortex, by Esther and Jerry Hicks. And it says, The Teachings of Abraham, a deck of 60 relationship cards. Also, if you want to look me up on Facebook and connect there, it is under Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. So there is a group that you can join, and there's also a page that you can follow me at. And there I offer free psychic giveaways, more in-depth readings, usually about an hour per person. And let's see what else. I think that's about it. So I'm just going to jump right into it and go with the first call, 631 area code.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Hi. This is Suzanne. I just want to see, when do you see a boyfriend or significant other coming into my life?
Into your life. Okay. I got the number 12, so that should be around December of this year that you'll meet somebody.
Not till December?
Well, that's what I got. I got the number 12, so that would be December.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks. Thank you for calling. Okay, next caller, 310 area code.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm actually looking, I'm searching for a new vehicle. My vehicle kind of died on me a couple weeks ago, and I was able to sell it. And I am getting all my paperwork and all my stuff together to get this new vehicle either today or by Monday. And I wanted to see, what do you see in regards to that?
So you want to know if you're going to get the car today or Monday?
Or if I'm going to get the new vehicle within the week or so. Like, I need to get a new vehicle, like, as soon as possible. And the one that I actually want, I'm getting all my paperwork together now, and so I wanted to see if you see me getting that vehicle.
Okay. I see you getting the vehicle that you're doing the paperwork for right now. It's just going to take a little longer than expected. I'm not getting a specific day, though, on that. But it will be the one that you are doing the paperwork for.
Okay. Now, when you say take a little longer than expected, does that mean I need to provide more information or the universal timing? I'm just curious.
I'm sorry, you cut out a bit there. What was that?
Now, when you say it takes longer than expected, what does that mean? Does that mean I'm going to have to provide more paperwork, or it's going to go through? Like, I don't know. What does that mean?
I'm seeing more paperwork.
Okay.
Yeah. More paperwork. But that's really all I'm seeing on that. I hope that helps at least a little bit.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so do you guys notice that it's cutting in and out when you guys call? Let me know. Area code 111.
Hi there.
Hi, are you able to hear me well, or am I cutting in and out?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, what is your question for today?
Do you see a job change for me?
Job change, okay. Do you happen to have a job where you, or are you looking into a job that requires you to move around a lot? Like physical, like a physical?
Nothing that requires physical movement.
I got an image of you outside, so I'm trying to figure out what that means. One second.
Okay.
I'm unable to see exactly what kind of a job it would be. I did see typing on a computer, so I saw that. Possibly like a secretary job. And then I did see you moving around outdoors a lot. So that could just be spirit telling me that you need to get out more and get more physical activity and more sunshine.
Okay. All right. So, do you see a new job?
Yeah, I do. I saw one where you'd be typing on the computer. So, like a secretarial type of position. Something where you'd be on the computer.
And do you have a time frame?
Does that sound like something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, I'm looking for office work.
Okay. Well, was I able to help you out? I hope I helped you out a little bit.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks. Take care.
Okay. You take... sorry. You take care, too. Let's see. Today, I guess I'm a little rusty. It's been a while since I've been doing my readings, so I apologize for that. Hopefully next time I'll be more in tune with spirit and with your energies. I have some cards here, and one I'd like to pull just as a general inspirational card for everybody. It says, "I will not try to control the uncontrollable." That's a good one for a lot of people. We want you to reach the place where you are willing, not just willing, determined, not just determined, eager, to let go of the need of control of things that are uncontrollable, like what anybody else is doing, and give your undivided attention to the only thing you can control, which is how you feel in any given circumstance. In other words, we want you to leave this moment saying, I've decided that I'm going to take life as it comes, and I'm going to do the best that I can do in the midst of what I'm doing. And I decided to pull one more card. Says billions of us are living in perfect diversity. The diversity of your planet is of tremendous value and benefit because from variety springs all new ideas and expansion. Without the diversity, there would be complacency and endedness. You are billions of people living the perfect diversity just as you knew you would. Constantly asking for improvement and thereby setting up for the next generation that improved life experience. If you understood that and no longer clamored for the one right way to live, things would go better for you sooner. And just one more card. Inspired action is always pleasurable action. The dominance of your thoughts is what brings everything to you and is what is behind the action that you offer. By seeking good feeling thoughts that align with your source, your action will then always feel good. You cannot muster enough action to compensate for misaligned thought, but action that is inspired from aligned thought is always pleasurable action. Okay, so that is your general card reading for today. Back to the psychic readings, I have a few more callers. Caller 347.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks so much for calling. How can I help you today?
I would like a reading. I just have two questions. I just wanted to know with my job, if you saw someone who just got hired to work next to me, if you saw her leaving, and also what you saw with my love life.
Okay. And your name?
My name is Tanika.
Okay, I don't see her leaving anytime soon. I don't see that. I see her as being stubborn and maybe not the friendliest person. As far as love life goes, so I'm not seeing anybody that is coming around quite yet for you, because in the meantime, your lesson is to clarify what you do want. So you have to be very specific on what it is, who it is that you're looking for, and what qualities you're looking for in that person. So,
okay.
First, know what you don't want in a partner, and then get clear, even more clear on what you do want. The card I pulled says, whenever you know what you do not want, you always know more clearly what you do want. So in any poignant moment of awareness of another person's undesirable situation, Give your undivided attention to the idea of improvement that has hatched from your interaction observation. As you learn to do that, not only will you be of increasing value to others, but you will see how your relationships with others add immeasurably to your own becoming. So I know that's probably not exactly what you wanted to hear, but that's the card I pulled, and that's the message that I believe Spirit is trying to deliver to you.
And so nothing is going to change at work?
No, I don't see her leaving. Mm-mm.
Oh, God, okay. All right.
All right, well, I hope that was, you know, I was able to provide you with some clarity.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Take care. After your reading, you can always stay on the listen if you'd like. Next caller is calling from the 845 area code.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. Thank you. My question is, yesterday I put in some feelers for a work opportunity. I was wondering if you see any of those coming into fruition, please.
Can you repeat what you said? It cut out on me. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I put in some feelers for a work opportunity with a few companies. One of the company heads is Maya. Another is Elias. I was wondering if those or any of the other ones that I contacted yesterday were going to give me employment.
Okay. I'm seeing that the Elias one, that there's more, a higher probability that that'll work out for you than the other one.
Okay.
It's not for sure. Everything's kind of hanging in the balance right now where it's not necessarily one or the other, but that Elias one looks like it's higher probability that you'll get that one.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Should I follow up, wait a few days and put in, a phone call type thing?
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Just make sure you wait a few days first.
Okay, like Friday. No, that's tomorrow. Like next week then, perhaps.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, I just want to remind everybody that, let's see, sometimes things don't always happen as we would like them to. I can give you a reading and tell you what my intuition tells me, what spirit tells me. But things can always change, and they often do change. So all I can tell you is what is probable, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen for sure. And then time frames are tricky too, because that's subject to changing a lot. So you have to be flexible. If things don't pan out the way I say, it doesn't mean that I don't have any psychic gifts It just means that things changed for whatever reason. There might be something better out there for you. Okay, there are about 9 minutes left to the show. So I'm just going to pull a few more cards and then I'm going to end the show. Okay, here's a card. It says, babies are thinking and attracting before they are speaking. Even though you are only months old in your physical body, you are a very old and wise creator focused in that baby's body, and you came with powerful intentions. People often assume that because a child is not yet offering words, a child cannot be the creator of its own experience. But it is our promise to you that no one else is creating your experience. Children emanate vibrations, which are the reason for what they attract, even from their time of birth. And another card. A belief is only a thought I keep thinking. A belief is only a thought you keep thinking. A belief is only a thought you continue to think. A belief is only your habit of thought. It's only a practical thought. A belief is only a thought that you think a lot. Excuse me. So if a belief is only a thought that you keep thinking and you keep thinking a thought that is in opposition to what you want, then the reason you don't get what you want is because you keep thinking a thought that's in opposition to what you want. It's a lot of the same words there, repetition. That's a really good one, though, because we often think too much about what we don't want rather than what we do want, and then that creates the same pattern of getting exactly what we don't want. And another card. My every thought is attracting its vibrational essence. Whether you are thinking about wanted things or unwanted things, you are still sending out a request to attract more things like the subject of your thought. And all things that happen to you, all people, things, experiences that come to you, come in response to your vibrational invitation. Noticing how things are turning out for you is one very clear way of understanding which vibrational requests you are emanating, because you are always getting the essence of what you are thinking about, whether you want it or not. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for calling today. I hope, and for listening, I hope that I was clear and you could hear me better this time. I got a microphone with a filter, so hopefully that worked, and hopefully the internet connection worked where you could hear everything clearly. All right, thank you so much again, and many blessings. Take care. I will be back again soon.